Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and to kick off today's show, we welcome Chris Moyer. He's the Senior Director of Communications and Public Affairs for Visit Detroit. And Chris, we are going to talk about what everybody is talking about, which is the draft.
Well, hi, Ann. It is great to speak with you.
So, I know you sent me this fantastic list of notes. My, oh, my, there's a lot to know about this draft. But why don't you start out and give us an overview of the event now, just a few days away?
It is just a few days away, and this is an event that we have been planning for over 2 years now at this point. The NFL bestowed this honor on the city of Detroit on March 28, 2022. And now here we are at the end of April, and we get to host hundreds of thousands of Detroiters, Metro Detroiters, and fans of all 32 teams truly from around the world. This is going to be a fantastic opportunity to highlight all the great things that are happening in the city of Detroit, in Southeast Michigan. And the best part about this event is it's absolutely free. If somebody's trying to sell you a ticket, just remind them that all they need to do is download the NFL One Pass, register to attend, and then you can attend this event for free.
The numbers, Chris Moyer, are really jaw-dropping. Are we really talking about several hundred thousand people coming into the city? Wow.
Absolutely. What we saw last year in Kansas City over 3 days was 312,000 people attended the event. It was a fantastic. Kansas City did a great job last year. Our event's going to look different. They did it out in an open field, in a park. It'd basically be the equivalent of if we decided to do it on Belle Isle. We're bringing it right downtown into the heart of the action from Hart Plaza, where the NFL experience is, where people can punt, pass, kick, run the 40-yard dash, see the Lombardi Trophy, see what an NFL locker room looks like, up to Campus Martius, where the draft stage has been built and is going to be hosting all of these great picks coming across the stage. This is that very heartbeat and footprint of where the draft is taking place. And again, we're anticipating hundreds of thousands, just like they saw last year in Kansas City, because, one, the metro area, Detroit metro area, is bigger than the Kansas City metro area.
Right.
We've got a bunch of Lions fans that are really excited to support the team. And then Detroit's closer than Kansas City is to any other NFL market. We have six cities that are less than a five-hour drive, from Pittsburgh to Buffalo to Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Chicago. I think we can expect lots of people showing up to enjoy Detroit hospitality.
It sounds, Chris Moyer, like we need a plan to go to the draft. So give us some advice on making a plan for the draft.
Absolutely. Particularly on Thursday. Every day is going to be fun. There's going to be great activities, entertainment. In addition to the draft itself, great food, great opportunity to spend time with friends and family. But if you want to go on Thursday and see who the number one pick is overall, see who the Lions pick first, my recommendation is to get downtown early. And I think there are other things to consider here. It's not just about getting downtown early. The parking further away, perhaps using public transport, these are opportunities, or carpooling, these are opportunities to get the best experience where you don't have to sit in too much traffic. We have three designated parking spots that are inexpensive and easy access on a free shuttle. So one is on the east side, just to the east of the Renaissance Center. This is the big GM parking lot area. One is on the north side. This is Wayne State's campus. And one's on the west side, and that's in Corktown. So all three of those offer inexpensive parking and a free shuttle to get downtown. There will be parking in the Central Business District, but that could be significantly more expensive and a little bit hard to come by as well.
It does seem really smart to park a little bit further away and then make use of the shuttle, because then you can get into that parking area a little bit easier and, more importantly, out.
That's right. That's right. You know, this is such a great event, drawing people from all over.
Right.
But when you have a big event, there's going to be impacts. There's going to be more traffic. There's going to be street closures. And that's the privilege of being a major city, a globally important region, and doing important events like the NFL draft that really puts us on the world stage.
What about street closures and that kind of thing when you start making this plan? A lot of streets closed?
Well, I wouldn't say in the grand totality of all of Detroit or all of Metro Detroit that we've closed a lot of streets, but there's been a phased road closure plan, and people can find information on parking, on street closures, on what to do, where to go, how to get the best out of their experience at visitdetroit.com. But there's been a gradual street closure operation over the last few weeks, and it will ramp up through this weekend and into the NFL draft week. And what I would say is that Woodward, south of 75, is going to be closed. Jefferson, Larned, Congress, you won't have access to cross over Woodward. This is the heart of the draft footprint. So if you want to travel east to west, you got to make a plan to travel further north than how you would typically do that from downtown. All of this information is readily available on the Visit Detroit website and multiple other sources.
This is good to know. And, you know, we don't want to scare people, because this is a unique one-time event that you really got to check out.
Absolutely. This is one of those events that people are going to want to say that they were at.
Yes.
For years to come. People will be telling stories to each other. Oh, you remember that great time that we had at the NFL draft? So I think and again, each day's different. I think there's going to be a lot of people that show up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and have unique experiences. One day they might come with friends. Another day they might come with family. Another day they just might want to walk around and check it out themselves.
What about accessing restaurants and bars? What advice do you have for our listeners with regard to that, Chris Moyer?
Well, we have so many great restaurants in the city of Detroit and in the Detroit metro region. We can't wait to have more people from out of the region discover what a great culinary scene Detroit is. If you want to have a reservation, I'd call up and try to get a reservation early. There's really nothing that's blocked off from a restaurant perspective. There are fences and gates around the NFL experience, but you can still access the great restaurants up and down Woodward throughout the downtown area. It's a great place to step out and take a break. Again, this is a free event, so you can go into a bar or restaurant close by and have a drink, have a meal, and then and go back into the footprint, particularly on Friday and Saturday.
So the draft is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Saturday is still a very important day.
Well, we have big goals in Detroit. We're a city that moves people, sets records, and we want to set multiple records on Saturday. One, we're going after the biggest ever attendance for the NFL draft on Saturday. This is Detroit's day. This is the community day. This is a great day to bring your family, friends down, multiple generations. Please come down on Saturday. This is that chance for us to set a record. In addition to that, we want to set another record, which is creating the largest ever hustle dance at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So come down throughout the whole day. But we're gonna basically have the hustle going on, which is a pretty famous wedding dance and other dance at parties. And people, whether you know the dance or not, we want you to participate. We want to try to set a record for the largest ever hustle performed anywhere in the world.
Like be in the Guinness Book of World Records type record, Chris Moyer?
Well, that might be the goal.
And I love it. That actually sounds like a lot of fun. Now, on top of what we know will be a very significant economic impact to the Detroit region for the draft, there are other long-term impacts. Can you talk a little bit about this? It's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. These 3 days in April are going to have that strong economic impact. Businesses, restaurants, bars, small proprietors are all going to do well. The city of Detroit, the state of Michigan is going to do well over those 3 days. But it isn't just about those 3 days. This is about creating a living legacy, both from a philanthropic perspective, but also a community impact perspective. Visit Detroit and the Detroit Sports Commission, along with very generous corporate and philanthropic partners, have put together over $1 million in a program to help support nonprofits that are focused on literacy and access to sports for youth. So this Living Legacy program, that's going to go beyond the NFL draft and all the way through 2027 when we host the Final Four. We're going to continue to raise money, continue to support the community. And in addition to that, just seeing tens of millions of people are going to be watching this event on TV, 90 hours of television broadcast coverage. People are going to be listening to it on great radio stations like WJR. When they hear and see all the good that's in Detroit, that has the potential to increase investment, increase interest in living in Detroit, in the Metro Detroit area, and of course, increase visitation for months and years to come.
You know, Chris, this kind of reminds me of when we had the Super Bowl here in Detroit. You know, what happened during the Super Bowl and after the Super Bowl for the city and the region was significant.
There's no doubt that 18 years after the Super Bowl, the city of Detroit is in a remarkably better place.
I think so, too.
We have the lowest crime rate in over 60 years. Businesses are doing well. There's more activity, more vitality, more interest in living and visiting the city than there has been in decades. That's a positive thing. And we owe a lot of that to decisions that were made 18 years ago, 20 years ago, to bring the Super Bowl here, to bring the MLB All-Star Game here, to bring the 2009 Final Four here. We want 15, 20, 30 years from now, people to look back and say, the NFL draft took the upward trajectory that the city of Detroit was on to an even accelerated level. I really believe that the draft is going to be one of those events that people are, one, going to want to really be a part of, and two, they look back on and say, that was a great moment where Detroit, you know, elevated its game even more.
I think you're absolutely right, Chris Moyer. Chris is the Senior Director of Communications and Public Affairs for Visit Detroit. Chris, we've taken a lot of time. I know how busy you are. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
And it was a real pleasure. Thanks so much, and we'll see everybody in Detroit.
Coming up next, the Downtown Detroit Business Improvement Zone has had a busy year. We'll learn more about the important work of this group in just a few minutes.